Monday marked the start of qualifying for candidates wishing to run for state and local offices in the August 30th primary. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the period runs until noon on Friday.
As of Monday, there were 45 candidates listed on EscambiaVotes.com for local offices ranging from Escambia County Commission to the Mayor of Century. Supervisor of Elections David Stafford says there were a few early birds among them.
Qualifying is Monday through Friday from noon to noon. However, before qualifying starts, 14 days before that, Florida statutes allow for persons to file their papers, basically pre-qualify, if you will, and allows us to hold those papers, go over them, make sure they're all complete.
Of the listed candidates, Stafford says 27 had already sent in their paperwork, which was validated when qualifying began at 12 noon on Monday. The remainder will now have to come by the elections office to qualify for ballot placement. The first step in that process, says Stafford, is filing an appointment of campaign treasurer form.
That basically states the office that the individual wishes to run for, names a primary campaign depository, as well as a campaign treasurer. In addition, within 10 days, they have to file what's called a statement of candidate, which basically says that they've been provided a copy of Florida's election laws and have read and understood them. Then at that point, that allows them to go out and raise and spend money and act like a candidate.
Most offices require either a filing fee or a petition threshold to be met. The petition deadline was about a month ago. For those meeting that mandate, the next step is filing the oath of candidate and one of the financial disclosure forms, depending on the office being sought.
Now, somebody who did not meet the petition threshold or just chose to go the traditional route as far as qualifying fee would have to, during this week, in addition to the oath of candidate, the financial disclosure, they would also have to pay a qualifying fee.
Meanwhile, Stafford's office has been mailing out voter information cards. You should already have yours. He says the reason for the cards is something that did not get a ton of publicity, but is nevertheless important.
The litigation resulting from challenges to the redistricting at the state level resulted in Escambia County getting a new state Senate district number designation. On the ballot, we'll be actually be voting for State Senate District 1 and not State Senate District 2.
Stafford also urges residents to review their personal information on the mailouts.
Your name, date of birth, and notably your legal residential address. That's very important. We have your most current legal residential address because that also dictates the offices in which you can vote because we have a lot of single-member districts.
Prior to the March 15th presidential primary, about 21% of Escambia County's registered voters were either no party affiliation or belonged to a minor party. That meant they couldn't vote in the Democratic and Republican primaries. The August 30th primaries are also closed.
You'll have other offices that are nonpartisan, from municipal offices, a school board, for things like the U.S. Senate primary, the U.S. Congressional primary, sheriff and county commission. You do have to be registered with whichever party in order to participate in that primary election. And there's a deadline, 29 days before the election.
A good rule of thumb is that if the candidate's party affiliations are listed next to their names, it's a closed primary. Nonpartisan races are open to all voters. The concern by Escambia County Election Supervisor David Stafford is not for whom ballots will be cast, but how many will come out to cast them.
If you're looking at passes prologue, then it's probably a safe bet to look at somewhere around the 25% turnout. I'd certainly love to be surprised, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure people know that there's an important election. Lots of local offices could be, if not definitely decided, virtually decided.
Joining the candidates on the ballot is Amendment 4, which would give property tax exemptions for renewable energy devices. More information is at EscambiaVotes.com or at any of the other 66 Supervisor of Elections websites in Florida. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.